Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
Hey, Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah. And before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where we will be.
Where are you going to be?
You can find me in Atlanta, Georgia at the Punchline on July 30th. And then the very next day on July 31st, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's Nashville. Get your frickin' tickets. And then September 3rd, I will be in Greensville, South Carolina at the Comedy Zone, baby. September 4th, Greensboro, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone.
Oh, yeah.
September 7th, Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. September 16th, Laugh Boston, Boston, Massachusetts. Let's get it.
Okie doke.
September 18th, I will be in Belmore, New York at the Brokerage in Belmore. Hell yeah, baby. And you can find the rest of my dates at FionaCarley.com or in the link in my bio on Instagram or TikTok.
Hell yeah.
So get all your tickets. I'm on tour. Now, Matthew, where the freaking heck are you going to be?
Man, I'm out and about. I'm out opening for Rodney Carrington. You can find all his tickets at RodneyCarrington.com. When I'm not with Rodney, I'm out with Fiona. You can find all her tickets at FionaCarley.com. Also, while you're watching, please do us a big favor. Go over and subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/rampinguppod. No G, just R-A-M-P-I-N-U-P-P-O-D.
That's what I'm talking about. The Patreon has exclusive content.
Exclusive,
and some very
unreleased
fun
episodes.
Behind-the-scenes shit.
Yeah. Also, follow us on social media. Fiona Colley, Matt Taylor Comedy. And that being said, is there anything else?
No, I'm excited to get into this episode. This is another one we filmed in Austin, Texas with Sean Gardini and LaMare
Lee over at the Creek and Cave Studio. Thank you for letting us use that, guys. Also, be sure to go over there and you can check out their podcast, Panties in the Mouth.
Panties
very funny.
In the Mouth.
And then, of course, Sean and all them are part of the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. So if you don't already follow that podcast, what are you doing?
They could use the help.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get in the episode. We'll see y'all over there.
Ooh.
Boop.
We're raving up.
Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor. And right now, we are out here at the Creek and Cave Studio in Austin, Texas, with two of our favorite people in the world, and they are...
Fuck. LaMare Lee and Sean Gardini. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Can we rip butts in here?
Thank you, gentlemen.
You know we're not allowed to rip butts in here.
I just like to ask. It's my favorite question.
You can fart in here. Rip ass. You can't rip butts.
You can rip ass. You can't rip butts.
That's not fair. I can't leave the room if you do that.
Yeah, that feels like a hate crime. Oh, man.
How many podcasts have you guys done?
This is number 3.
Damn. Oh, like today?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is number 3.
Yeah. Are you guys done for the week after this, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for probably like months now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks?
No, wait. No. That's 3 weeks of pods, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. Why do you guys bank them? Do you bank them?
We did, but then we were gone for a whole month and we lost all of our bank. We used them all.
God,
you got to rebank them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to reload your stacks.
Yeah.
Dang, why don't you just do it weekly?
We do, but the stress of like getting it out every week is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if we were gone, like we couldn't have done any if we were gone for a month.
True.
We're trying to keep that continuity.
Where the hell did you guys go?
Oh, I saw you were on tour.
Yeah.
That was sick. I should have asked you about that.
Oh, you know me. It's rolling around.
You guys rolling are doing like a fucking pod track and like a webcam?
We did one on our on the iPhone and we're like, oh, this works just fine.
Yeah, do people hate it?
No,
it did great.
Not more than normal.
Do people hate on your guys' podcast?
Not yet. We're not that big yet. That'd be nice.
People hate us.
Haters.
Yeah, people hate us pretty hard.
Every time we sit on a couch together, they're like, how is that thing standing up?
Yeah.
How is it still together?
Do y'all bank a lot of episodes?
No.
No, we never bank an episode.
No. It's, I don't know. It's just because I like this, that it feels like actual work when I go in one day a week, you know? When I go clock in for one day a week and I talk for 4 hours,
yeah.
I'm like, that was tough.
I'm bushed.
I gotta go take a nap.
I like another to week's work in the books.
He's like, can we roll
another week's work in the books?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I hate having to smoke weed with my friends.
Yeah. It goes from, oh, I hate Mondays. And then 4 hours later, you go, man, the weekend's back. Another day's work.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we never bank episodes. Sometimes, I mean, you should.
We should. Smart. We should.
Wait, do y'all still put them out every week, though?
Yeah, we just have to get one done every week.
Yeah.
It was stressful. Well, I mean, we still, like, we just have a bunch.
Yeah.
And we still do one every week.
Yeah.
But then sometimes we'll do like two or three in a week. But
what happens if, like, 9/11/2 goes down and you guys don't pop?
And we'll have a lot to talk about.
You'd have to do an emergency podcast.
Yeah. We'll go to ground zero or 0.0.
0.2.
Ground zero.
Ground zero 2.0. That's going to be a Naked Gun.
Never come back Leslie Nielsen.
I know.
They'll dig him up.
I kind of hated it. That
they're doing a new Naked Gun?
Yeah, because they're trying to, like, make a Hollywood movie, but make it like goofy, you know, because it still has all the, you know, like a.
Who's gonna be Leslie Nielsen?
Liam Neeson.
Who's gonna be O.J. Simpson?
Me. Yeah. Don't tell my bitch wife. Don't tell my excuse my French bitch wife. Is that better?
Yeah. We just got back from France, so thank you for that.
You were in France,
thanks for dropping that knowledge.
Yeah, we're what the in hell? France, dude.
How oh, yeah, France? She's got a
with
crazy story about France.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the hell did he do?
I did.
Science stuff.
Trying to cure me, it didn't work.
He kind of gaslit her. It was crazy.
Wait, yeah, really? I was like, sneeze on me.
Yeah.
No, I was on a panel.
Yeah.
For this festival, not comedy.
It was like Cannes.
Cons. It was like Cons. Cool.
Yeah.
Was it the, like, not the movie one, but the other one?
Yeah. So the film was 1 week, and then
I'm educated.
I didn't know about it.
It was the International Festival of Creativity.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I did, like, I had to follow Bill Nye doing a presentation. Four minutes of my comedy.
How'd it go?
Honestly, I ripped.
But that's like a tough position to follow everyone's, like, nostalgic hero.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. They were like, boo, boo, boo. And then
who
I was
the
like,
fuck
sorry,
is that?
Sorry.
Why is she following Bill?
Halfway up
then some lady wheels herself on stage.
Yeah, and they go, Will.
They probably thought you were like a Stephen Hawking type. You should have went out and just like the theory of the universe.
Like, oh, she's about to blow our fucking minds.
I didn't learn anything.
I thought he's gonna fucking tell us
about
space.
She's talking about her ass the whole time.
She's just doing jokes. I thought she was a scientist. Wait, I gotta be honest, Matt. Funny. I gotta shoot you straight. You got a tumbleweed on your foot. And
oh,
I can't stop looking at that thing.
Other foot.
It's a bunch of hair.
I see it.
This foot?
No, the other one.
On the outside.
It's on your shoe.
You're gonna have gives you a weird little position to look at it.
Yeah, no, it's just like a bunch of gross hairs. Oh, dude, don't do that. That's the grossest. That, when that happens to me, that's so gross. I hate other
Matt,
people's hair.
You can't finger me for a week.
See, that's what picked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you got a little gumshoe.
That's fucking.
You got a little gumshoe.
You got a little gumshoe. All
right. Well, that was fucked. All right.
Thank you for shooting us straight, though. That
no problem. I couldn't stop looking at it.
Ain't nothing like a Sean's a straight shooter.
Yeah, I was like, damn, Sean loves
these
shoes.
Also, did anybody notice that wheelchair in the corner? I'm just the observant guy.
Yeah, it's in trouble. The wheelchair is in trouble.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it looks like it's in Tom Hall.
It does kind of look like a new one.
It looks like a new one. It doesn't look, the other one was red.
It is a new one.
Damn, you upgraded your shit.
I got sponsored, mother.
Sheesh. No way.
Super Handy is that's crazy.
Sick. Super Handy is false
shout out
advertising.
Super Handy.
Does it stand up?
I want one that climbs stairs. Those happen.
Why? Really? Why don't they exist? Why they?
They do.
What you gotta
the
get?
Wheels
one.
Like roll they, over.
Oh wait, Super Handy. I mean, like get one that like turns you into Iron Man or something.
Yeah, you gotta get.
Yeah, it's like an exoskeleton.
Yeah, you're not that far off from
my.
Like,
oh my
Voltron.
God! If I had an exoskeleton that made me walk, that'd make the butt sick. So big. On
damn, that robot's got a fat ass.
That thing, dumb, that dummy, that robot, dummy.
Chappy. Yeah, you can control it like Chappy. Then you'd have to fight against other robots.
There has to be some AI. Why hasn't AI cured
look
any
that
disease
robot rack.
Yet?
We were just talking about that.
That's fucking
today.
Fucked up. Like, it's so smart. It knows how to do 7 million trial operations.
Live.
I think the people want us dead. It's not AI, dude.
Yeah. But there's no money in curing disease. That's really why.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT right now.
What's
he's
the
not
cure?
Gonna tell you the truth.
What's the
dude,
cure
I
answer?
Just got on ChatGPT. I am obsessed.
I was late to the game, too, and it is really helpful.
It's insane. I just made a flyer for her Nashville show or for New York show.
I just saw an article that said people are beginning to deitize ChatGPT already. Like,
what?
There's a ChatGPT
oh
religion,
my God.
Like, uh-huh. Growing.
Really?
Yeah.
I joined that.
No, man. That's bad.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
That's bad.
All right, if you guys say so.
I think the craziest thing is like we're going to run out of water because of chat, because of AI.
I've heard that too.
Yeah. But then like if we're out of water, how is AI going to work? It needs the water too.
That's true. It can't take over.
Yeah.
Unless it becomes so
more
smart it learns how to.
Comfortable, yeah. That AI needs to drink too.
Yeah, it's mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
AI needs to breathe and drink just like us.
AI turns to alcohol, really goes downhill fast.
Yeah.
There's no water, but there's plenty of liquor.
Man, somebody, she I don't alters. Remember, in like 2015, there was this guy talking about AI and he was saying, the problem with AI is that it can't listen or see or move. But
relatable.
Then but then in 2021 or 2022, they put it on the phone and it could do all three of those things. You know?
Yeah. So what is like is it's just pulling from the internet all the information?
No.
And, like,
not anymore. It used to do that, but it does like a I don't know where it's getting all it's a learning model. So like everything they put into it, it knows already. So it's not, it doesn't really, it, when it takes in new information, it has to be, I don't know. I can't explain it.
It's going to come up with a cure for your disease, but it's going to be like, just terminate this person.
And because yeah. Like that technically is a cure.
Yeah, it's like, this fixes the issue.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Yeah, no,
it doesn't fix the issue.
If I was Skynet. Born in like, the, oh God, I don't remember history. Yeah. When did we think? When do we? What?
Probably the 80s, even.
Nah. Yeah. Like, when do we think women were witches and stuff?
Oh, the Salem trials?
Yeah, when was that? Like,
I don't know what time.
Honestly, was that like 2007?
I can't. No, I but kinda still
I would have
for
sure right now? Been like burned at the stake. They're like, she's been cursed.
Yeah.
Her body's possessed.
I mean, honestly, so I got diagnosed 10 years ago when I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm from the South, so like the cool mean girls were like Christian.
Yeah.
Like that was like
yeah, the bless your heart girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those motherfuckers, when I got diagnosed, I was like, oh my God, I finally know why I talk and walk weird. And so I was telling everyone, and these girls go, what'd you do to deserve that?
Oh my And what did you do?
A lot of things. I'm not sure which one.
No, that's not like a... Excuse my French. Those bitches don't know God.
You know a lot of French.
Excuse moi.
I mean, really impressive. No,
it's just the hat.
I can tell that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, man.
Oh, my yeah. God. Okay. We haven't even been, y'all are comedians.
Yeah.
did you start at the same time?
No, LeMaire started before me, but yeah. He took me under his wing pretty early in my stand-up journey.
Broke it off?
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm goofing.
That's a good lad. Good chap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So LeMaire was doing stand-up in Philly when I started there.
Yeah, Sean was doing a show at a college, and I was too old to be there, so I just hang out.
And then you moved in.
Yeah, I did move in a little bit.
Wait, how long did we all known each other?
Probably like 7-8 years.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like
2017?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you started in 2017?
Yeah, something around there. I started when I was like 21.
Damn.
Yeah.
What age were you when you started?
23.
Little
babies. I had a job. I worked at I did a business-to-business marketing job that I hated, and they fired me. They fired me because I posted a tweet. There was like, the stucco on the roof or something, or the weird thing. I said, it looks like there's a gun pointing at my head. And they fired me.
Yeah, I remember you told me about that.
Yeah. But when they fired me, I was so happy.
Wait, where did you work?
Huh?
Where?
From business to business?
You don't have to. It's boring work. It's just like, make any sense. I made websites for companies who sold them to other companies, you know?
Ah.
Yeah. You made a dog website, though. That was a pretty good website. We talked about that on the podcast.
Like, you designed it?
Back in the day.
It's okay. A crazy website. Yeah,
not the dog website. I didn't design that one.
It's a really crude website, which is a bunch of different dog breeds on it. I would write little blurbs about each of the dogs.
I had to write...
You're like, this is a good dog.
This one deserves the pink shot. Cool,
yeah. What's the website?
Dogbreedinfo.
Yeah,
you got that one? That's crazy. You got that one.
It's still online. We've talked about this
It is so hard.
I looked it up.
She makes so much money, dude. She's making so much bread off this website.
It's not very good user interface.
But I wasn't responsible. I tried to change the website, and she was like, you change it back? And I was like, all right. And then my job was just to describe the pictures.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Yeah. He was ChatGPT.
Hey, can't spell AI without LeMaire.
Yeah. True. I liked it. What did you do before comedy?
Yeah. I did a lot of stuff, but I started comedy in college. So
You started at 21.
But I did I worked for the township for a while. That was a fun job that I talk about. I was a garbage boy. I would ride the back of the garbage trucks to pick up all the leaf bags and stuff in the summertime.
That sounds fun as fuck.
It was fun, yeah. Just I would smoke a bunch of weed.
In the breeze.
Mm-hmm. There was crazy guys.
He worked for Doug Love Movies.
I was an intern in the production, the video production when I was 21. So around the same time I started comedy.
Damn.
But I had a lot. I worked in a warehouse when I was in high school. I illegally drove a forklift and swept the warehouse and stuff.
They let you drive forklifts in high school?
Yeah, but I wasn't supposed to.
They just
needed extra help.
I was going to say, did you get a certification?
Only if it was little stuff. I would never carry the important stuff. And I'd do stuff like that. I had a lot of jobs.
Odd jobs.
Good times.
You started work real young.
Yeah.
Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, when I was 12.
You worked at your family's Chinese restaurant?
I was the only white person. It was literally a Chinese family. Yeah. And they called me the white slave.
In Chinese?
No, in English. I wanted to make sure I knew what the fuck was happening. $5 an hour in cash.
Yeah, beast. That sucks.
That's kind of weird. I got fired from a lot of drugs for dropping things and walking too slow.
Well, at least we know that's not your fault now.
I know. Yeah. I want to go back and do a fucking tour. I don't know if we do know
that. You should be able to sue all those places now.
Yeah, well, my last job I had before diagnosis, 2 months, like I'm waiting to find out if I was right. I got fired from a place called Frothy Monkey for falling down a flight of stairs.
You got in trouble for that? How do you get in trouble for falling down stairs? How do you get in trouble for
that? Falling seems like enough punishment.
They literally, like, they were like, we love you, but, like, you're alive. Everyone thought it's the fifth time this week. Everyone thought I was coming to work fucked up because I also talked odd amongst like all the other signs. Yeah. And so there were like complaints on Yelp about me.
Yeah.
And no one knew my name that was like a customer. So they would just say, y'all need to get rid of Emma Stoned.
Pretty good, kind of a compliment.
That's crazy. What jobs did you do?
Shit. My first job, I worked at Quiznos.
Oh, legend.
Yes, sir. I was sending them boys to the oven. Dude. That sounds weird.
Quiznos is legendary work, dude. I love Quiznos. They had the best creepy commercial.
I don't remember that. I try to explain those to people that never saw it. I'm like, there's no way. It's a rat mole thing that just had teeth.
But like paper cutouts.
It was like Gen Z humor way before his time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking, everybody's doing that on Instagram now.
Yeah, now it's like the thing.
Thank Quiznos for that.
Thank God for Quiznos.
Sigma is the, you know, the Sigma guys? That's the new Will Ferrell style of humor.
Sigma, like, being Sigma? Sigma
guys? You know, like guys like, oh, or whatever, you know?
No. We're on different algorithms.
Sigma. I don't know how to explain it.
Dude, the best job I ever had, delivering pizzas, by far. I would just smoke weed, smoke cigarettes, deliver pizzas, and eat the pizza.
I delivered pizzas for a bit when I lived in Jersey City, and it was the worst job ever. But I think that's because Jersey City sucks.
Yeah.
I was already diagnosed, but I was still walking, just like weird. Yeah. You know?
You were just falling downstairs.
I was just weeble wobbling my way around town. But I worked at like a daycare because I really like kids, you know? And I got fired because the parents didn't understand I was disabled and thought I was fucked up to, like, hang out with their kids.
Like, please don't pick my kid up. Like,
this teacher keeps getting fucked up.
I have a neurological thing, and everyone's like, we've heard that. And I'm like, from where?
Yeah, the old neurological disorder.
Yeah, you need AA, lady.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What was the worst job you ever had, you think?
Oh, I had a psychotic break at a job. it was the craziest I ever, I was like depressed, at least 400 pounds, 420 pounds. And I would give out snacks at a Walmart. This is after I got fired from a job because I started doing comedy and I would show up late. And one time it was in the potato chip aisle and I know exactly what Walmart it was. And I had to pee and I was like, I'm leaving anyway. Who even fucking cares?
No.
And I was like, what if I pee myself right now? Nobody will ever know.
Remember, he just pissed in the Walmart.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was like, nobody
knew. You can't fire me, I quit.
You can't fire me, I piss.
Yeah. That was a psychotic break.
I never did no crazy shit.
Is that just a bathroom break?
No, damn. Dude, it was,
yeah. Little did it you know, the people that work at Amazon out. Have to do that. They're forced to do that.
Oh, you're telling me I'm perfectly qualified for yeah. Amazon?
Yeah, you got an empty bottle, you're hired.
I was just so sad. I was like, what the fuck am I even doing?
Yeah.
All my jobs I kind of liked. I've had some bad ones, but I would quit them immediately. Like, I would deliver food for a Greek place. I quit that.
How long did you last there?
A day.
One day?
Yeah.
Nice.
You couldn't take getting yelled at by the Greek guys?
No, none of them spoke English, and they would just, like, yell at me to do stuff in Greek.
Yeah, can't yell at you in tzatziki sauce?
And, like, not. They didn't pay me that much, so I was just like, I'm not coming back. I went into, like, they put up an ad, so I went into interview, and they were like, oh, yeah, you could take this order to this place. And I was like, wait, I thought you were gonna like interview me. And they were like, no, we just need you to deliver the food now. And I was like, all right. So I did that, and then I went back another time, and then I quit after the second time.
What a weird interview.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even an interview. He's just like, go.
Good job, brother. Yeah. When can you start right now?
yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That was a weird job. I can't remember. I got a lot of plans, dude. Well, I didn't, so I just... Yeah, his name was Jimmy.
I worked a laser tag.
Yeah.
A laser tag place.
There's no way that's the worst job.
I thought I was going to... It turned bad. They had, like, a specific rule. We had a lot of like no kids more birthday parties, and they were like, "Hey, no fucked up jeans here. This is laser tag." They had a lot of like kids' birthday parties there, and it was in like a big sports complex, so it was upstairs. And when it was a birthday party, you had to meet a family in the parking lot, take the birthday cake from them to carry it up, and you were required to walk backwards holding a cake up. It was like two flights of stairs. What if you found out
that was only for you?
Yeah, they were fucking with you the whole time.
The amount of cakes I dropped and the amount of kids that cried. It like cakewalked very hard. I think that's so hard. A really fucked up.
Why'd you have to take the cake up the stairs backwards?
Because I was supposed to be like explaining how fun the day was going to be to them.
And they're like coming up the stairs with you?
They're walking normal and I'm walking backwards holding a cake, which I don't even know if y'all could do it. Like, that's hard.
I could do it pretty easy.
I did it earlier today.
Top hat's roasting me.
Wait, what are you talking about?
we're slowly
walking up the stairs and you're just sitting at the bottom.
You got to get the stair climbing machine or the stair climbing.
Yeah, way too many stairs. You're training at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a place with no stairs. That's my new.
Yeah.
It was like a skating rink.
I hate stairs too. Different reasons, but I hate them too.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, kind of the same. Yeah, mobility issues. Yeah, kind of the same.
Stairs are hard.
Dude. Speaking of disabilities, I don't want to like make light of anybody's hardships in the room, but I am disabled right now, actually.
What happened? Why?
Well, thank you for asking. I actually have a busted nut right now. So
let him know, brother Sean.
I've been trying to raise awareness for this because I am suffering from epididymitis right now, which I thought was weird, and I thought I was different, but it turns out it's way more common than you think, and I've gotten a big a lot of support on the internet, and I'm dealing with it slowly, and I'm recovering right now. But I am still technically disabled, and I do kind of feel like my abscess on my rectum is coming back too. So
Boys brother, go through it.
They come back. It's not your fault. I'll teach you some technology to get rid of it later.
I have some witch hazel I've been using.
I'll tell you the best way to get rid of it.
Do you want my wheelchair?
Sure. Best way to get rid of it. I can't sit on it. Wet paper towel.
A wet paper towel?
Wet paper towel.
Dear God, I've never thought of that.
Really?
No. No, you dummy. I do that.
No, the wet paper towel.
I use the wipes and stuff.
No. I'm saying you leave it on there.
Yeah, okay. Because
then it sucks the bad stuff out.
Oh, right, dude, I had, talking about abscesses, I had a, wait, is it a pilonidal cyst?
Yes.
No, well, mine they just said was a rectal abscess. No, he had a pilonidal cyst, but I think that's up by your tailbone.
No, yeah, it's like, at the top or the bottom.
Mine was up under my tailbone.
That's the one I had.
Sorry,
dude.
Fiona.
That's the one I got.
Damn. Yeah, and it hurt really bad, and they had to jam it with a bunch of needles and then slice it open and drain it out.
I had one. I went to the doctors to get it, like, the urgent care to get it cut. And then it, like, popped before I, like it popped in the bathroom. And I went back, and the doctor just, like, squeezed it out. I just left a stink trail. And then he, like, smacked my butt at the end, I think.
Yeah.
It was a lollipop.
No. Yeah, but the epididymitis is a different kind of pain. It's a dull pain.
I had the pilonidal cyst for... Dude, probably like 3 years. It would just go until it like got so big that it ruptured, and then all over again like a month or a couple weeks later.
Bad smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the worst smell, right? Kind of like dog shit, right?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Wow.
And then I finally had surgery to get like the root of it out.
Sinus. It's a sinus tract infection.
And
I researched it.
Did you have the surgery?
No.
Did you?
I gotta get the surgery.
It's the worst pain. Way worse than getting my back waxed. That's actually not
what
the
worst.
He was such a fucking puss about that.
So they cut it open. They cut it all out, and they don't close it. They have to leave it open so it can heal from the inside out, and you have to pack it with gauze.
I heard about this.
And it's like back here, so I'm having to get like my friends and family to like pack my new asshole.
He got his mommy to do it. Mommy saved my asshole.
You know what? I regret sharing this story, actually.
Don't worry, brother. We're here for your strength. We support you.
My mom's a great lady.
I don't support any of you.
But dude, packing this gauze.
You wouldn't get it, Fiona. This is the kind of stuff us men have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, it would get to like the size of like between a golf ball and a baseball size, and just
holy
shit.
Please tell them about the wax.
You got your shit waxed?
I got my back waxed, and it fucking hurt. Way worse than I thought it would.
Probably because
I was in there like. It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Like I was laying face down. When I got up, my glasses were like fogged over from like the heat of pain. Dude, just cussing this lady out. I felt so bad for her.
I'm in the other room. Yeah, I got my legs waxed, my armpits, and my butthole.
Yeah. But that's like, you can't feel that
girl
stuff, right?
Yeah,
but
you can't feel that stuff.
It's not fair.
Nah, dude. And my back hair is so thick that like it was... And they just go,
She was like laughing.
The noises I made were so fucking bitch like.
Just some Asian lady laughing at
me. Like the whole time. Oh my God.
Would you do it again? I don't think I'd try.
I don't think I will. I mean, I'm like, for what?
Did you do it right now? Is it like, is your back unwaxed right now?
Yeah.
Show
them. Yeah, can we see your back, dude?
Let's have a look. Not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah. You did a great job.
Look all right, now let's see the pitch.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
My back just feels so fucking weird.
I think you get used to it though, right?
Like
you
had it probably. It gets like less painful. My lady says it
like it's probably like your back isn't. Think about how many times you're like doing things on your back. So you're not really like you don't really have like a calloused back. But if you got your probably arms, you probably wouldn't feel it, or legs,
armpits
probably wouldn't feel it.
Hurt worse than ever.
You've had that for a long time since you first started puberty, you know.
What? Your back?
Armpit hair.
Oh.
Yeah, and I also, as a boy, we need armpit hair.
Could you imagine getting your face, your beard waxed?
No, that would probably
be.
You don't get your beard, you get your beard threaded, dude.
Yeah.
You watch, threading looks crazy.
Yeah,
that's fun to watch. They have to, it's like.
Yeah, two strings.
Yeah. And he just rips the hair out one by one.
I watched a girl do it on TikTok the other night. That's my sick fetish, okay? That's for me to talk. That's for me in my private time, okay? Let's not ask about that.
But
on the video, she was pulling the thing, and the hair got stuck around the thread, and it's like, and I was like, ooh.
Nah, hell no.
Do y'all watching, like, Zeds being bopped?
Only certain ones. I'm very particular about the ones that I like.
I don't want to talk about that again. It's in my private time.
It is a private thing.
Threading zits.
Ooh, I've never seen threading a zit, but
seems that like it'd be interesting. Fun.
That could be.
I only like
the blackheads. I don't like the whiteheads.
Yeah, the porter whiners.
I like them all.
The big giant ones.
I don't discriminate like you do.
Sorry.
She does the lymphomas. No lymphomas for me.
I thought that was cancer.
Yeah, I did too.
Not all the time.
Oh. You know a lot of medical terms.
Yeah, what was the word you just said before lymphoma?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a type of zit.
Oh, the porter weiner.
Yeah, what's a porter weiner?
That's the thing.
That is one, dude. You got to beep out of porter weiners. I watched a lot of Dr. Pimple Popper. I was in for a while.
Dang, okay. This has been so fun, but...
Wait, I think I still got some time, though.
Oh, do you?
Unless you're trying to get rid of
my
ass.
Can you hear them? A little. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It depends.
Full transparency to the audience, I am on the show that's happening right outside right now. But he told me he's going to do a little bit up top by himself.
Yeah, probably to like 6:30.
Bring me up. Okay. Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It only rolls the podcast.
We continue this riveting conversation about balls.
We're zooming through a podcast.
Yeah.
I haven't opened my phone once. Time I wanted to talk ChatGPT the whole time.
Dude, we haven't really been up to too much. We swam in the lake the other day. The mayor was swimming like a fish. I feel like I got sick from the lake
every time.
How much lake water did you
probably
drink?
A lot. And we also used the funnel that was on the boat.
No, it was the lake water. They jumped in the lake.
Yeah, I kept jumping in the lake.
I was doing dives, but it was kind of harsh on my testicles, so I had to stop because of the epididymitis.
Yeah.
Really want to circle back to that and bring awareness.
Yeah,
we do have to raise awareness for epididymitis.
Yeah.
You want to start an organization?
GoFundMe at Sean Gardini. No nuts.
Super handy. I'm available
Balls
if you're looking for. I'm looking for wheelchair sponsors for my nuts.
If you had to start your own foundation, what would you call it, and what would it be for?
Black Lives Splatter.
Oh my
paintball.
God.
Paintball Foundation.
For the
troubled youth.
That was so bad.
You're gonna have a lot of Southern whites signing up for that one.
Yeah, true.
They don't even know what it's about. They'll be surprised.
Lord.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. I used to do a youth group a bunch when I was a kid. It's called the Parksburg Point, and that's something I would do. I'd probably do like a youth group.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Just a place for like where poor kids and poor people could hang out and get food and stuff.
What would the name be?
Lemaire's House. Lemaire Lee Foundation.
No, I don't want to name it after
me. Take it or leave it.
That's good.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, we don't got all the good stuff, but if you're poor, you could take it or you could leave it.
I like that. I don't know. I'd do something like Gardini's Angels, and it's a foundation for people suffering with chronic groin pain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because that's what I call these two guys, my angels. And I thought I was going to lose one.
But Fallen Angel.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I was thinking about that.
Hi, I'm Sean Gardini.
I'm surprised my nut hurt. Is your nut hurting?
Because mine sure lately? Is.
Actually, mine's better, to be honest.
You know, busting nuts isn't always a good time. All right, what do you got?
Yeah, what's your foundation?
It's so hard. I don't know.
Something
something kind of personal.
Would be
nothing personal.
Yeah.
Meals on
Wheels. I don't really have any do you think I'm dealing with?
Yeah. Yeah, falling downstairs.
Beaver ramps.
Ramps?
Yeah.
The Ramp Foundation.
Chairs for squares.
Chairs for squares. Yeah.
Fiona's
ramps. Ramps for tramps.
Ramps for tramps.
Not bad.
I like that.
Yeah. Are you a little wheelchair bound thotty? We got a chair for you.
We got a ramp for your body.
Thotty, we got a ramp for your body.
Sorry.
Have you ever been called Hot Wheels Auto Thought? Well, we got the chair for you. Have men in your DM asked you to run over their dick with your wheelchair?
Well, yeah. You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Who's going to clean the wheels?
Welcome to tramps, ramps for tramps.
Do they just want the regular wheels, or do you think they want the clean wheels?
I think they want them as dirty as possible.
Yeah.
It's like, I've always in the men's room.
I've always wanted to be run over by a train. Can you drive over me, please? I've always wanted to be tied to train tracks, please.
Have a wheel.
Yeah.
You're 28.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Is everybody 28? I'm not.
I'm 45.
Are you 28?
Nice. I'm 38.
I think I knew that.
How old are you?
45. Oh, yeah. He's 45.
35.
I'm not 35 yet. Maybe when the people hear this episode, I'll be 35.
That makes the whole college thing make a little more sense now.
Yeah.
Wait, you're 35?
Wait, so how old were you?
I'm 34 right now.
Okay. You were 21?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was 7 years. So you would be 35?
Yeah, I was 23. I started in May 2013.
Oh my God. So 5 years.
He's 5 years older than me.
You were 21.
He was 26.
I was 26.
Okay.
I was already maybe. A pretty grown man. But guess which one of us had sex by then?
Sean.
You bitch. Yeah. No, yeah.
It's a yeah, top yeah, hat. No, it's, yeah. He chose a more discreet. Yeah. I was like, he was a slut at a young
That's
age.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, that guy fucks at a very young age.
He broke one of our friend's beds.
Damn.
That's true.
He puts in work.
I had to fix it.
Giving him the biz.
I got nails and I got to put them on my coffee cup.
Sorry. Kind of fucking gross. but yeah, I had to fix it. I got a bunch of garbage. And I fixed our friend Tom Bachman's bed. And he didn't notice until someone freaking told on me.
Somebody snitched.
What the freaking heck, dude?
Yeah, what the freaking heck?
Are you still associated with that person? Or did you ever find out
in
the snitch?
Well, I think I had the camera. To go. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's okay. I love everybody out there listening to the broadcast.
The broadcast.
Yeah. You're all Gardini's angels.
Yep. I love you all so much. I do think I have to go to the
This has actually been so much fucking fun. Well, before you guys, leave, y'all plug your socials or whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
At Lamare Lee, LEMAIRELEE. On all the nets, and that's on everything. Pornhub, Twitter, Instagram, ManyVids, OnlyFans. And those are just the ones where I jerk off.
Yeah, mine's just Sean Gardini. God bless you.
Oh, Optimum Noctis.
Oh, and Optimum Noctis is here at the Creek in the Cave the first Tuesday of every
month.
In Austin, Texas. Sure. And the next one's August 5th, I think. And then it's the first Tuesday of every month, though.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you for being
Appreciate
here.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Thank you guys
yeah.
for having us.
Yeah.
Yes.
TTYO.
We're raving up. Shut up.